I sat down with my aunt, Jenny Hessian, to discuss what items she would bring with her if she were to be on a desert island. She is a former executive director with Youth for Christ, located in southern Indiana, and is currently a house director for Kappa Delta at Indiana University.
I love music, and I have been listening to music for a really, really long time. I love a variety of music. Back in the 70s when I was in high school and school, I listened to a lot of rock and roll. I listened to a lot of disco. And I like love ballads and I like classical music. And in the last several years of my life, I've listened to a lot of contemporary Christian music. So I really do feel like I have a love of music in a broad variety of genres, for sure. Well, as I thought about it, it was pretty challenging to narrow it down to three songs on the island. But one song that I thought of pretty quickly was a song called Let's Groove. And it is a song back from the 70s by a band named Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I love them growing up. And I think the reason that I have to have one of their songs on the island is because their songs make you want to dance. And I love to dance and I love to sing. And no deserted island would be the same without dance. So I'm going to definitely take that song. Recently, a friend of mine sent me a link on social media of several families who looked like they're part of a dance or an exercise group were dancing to that song, and it just kind of made me relive my youth and want to dance. And so it's just a great song, and I can't wait to play it on the island. I don't know if I remember the first time that I heard it, but I do remember when I was in college at DePaul University in Greencastle, my Alpha Phi sisters and I would go to the SAE house for social events, and I just remember being in the basement on this big dance floor, and they had a disc jockey, and immediately when they played an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, everybody would just be on the dance floor. And so that's one time that I remember hearing it and really loving it, for sure. Well, I mentioned to you that I, in the last several years, have listened to a lot of contemporary Christian music. And one of the things that has been interesting to me and that I have enjoyed is different kind of worship music that has been introduced in the last probably, 15 years especially. And just last month, there was, at my church, a new song was introduced to me called Build My Life. And I'm not sure who wrote the song, but it just really struck a chord with me as I listened to the song and as we were singing on that Sunday. And then I paid more attention to it after I went home and really kind of memorized the lyrics. And it's really, you know, just all about basing your life on God's love for you and showing that love to other people. And so I really loved it. And I like change and I like new things. And so that song, which is, I think, relatively new, is just really neat. And it kind of stuck with me, and I still sing it a lot during the week. I think it's so important to me because I think I used to always think that life was about kind of getting things right and having to be perfect. And as I've gotten older, I think that it's more about knowing and understanding that you are loved, and I want to be able to love other people the way that God loves me and God loves them. And I don't do that well very often. So this song is just a really good reminder to me of that. And I think even as you get older, there are just things that you can still continue to learn. And so I'm glad that I'm still learning things, even at my seasoned age.
Jenny is very secure in her faith. She visits church at least one time a week and is always searching out opportunities to worship.
One of the books that I have enjoyed in the course of my life is a book called My Utmost for His Highest, and it's a book written by Oswald Chambers. And really, it's not a book like a story. It's more of a day-to-day reading for each day of the year. And it brings in, you know, a verse from the Bible and then connects with that verse a story. And I think if I were on a desert island, I would definitely need something like that, even though the island would be filled with all kinds of awesome creation and really cool things to look at and experience, which would probably be enough. I would like to have just that little bit in a book. I think that would be helpful.
I then asked Jenny what luxury items she would like to bring with her.
You know, Maddie, I have, for as long as I can remember in my adult life, always wanted a hot tub. So it's definitely a luxury. I don't have a hot tub, but I have always wanted one because it's so relaxing. I love the water. I love the idea of sitting in my hot tub on my island and looking out at the ocean and the beach. And I think too, with a hot tub, you don't always want to be in a hot tub that is not, it's like a public hot tub. You want to be in your own private hot tub. So, I think that would be nice. The problem about that is, you know, I would really want someone to be on my island to share, to share it with. And I hope the island's not too hot for the hot tub. I hope it would be cool of an evening or something so I could be in the hot tub and not, you know, enjoy it to the fullest.
The song that Jenny held for the end was definitely the most powerful and certainly the most personal to her.
Well, when I think about, there's so many great songs that tell so many great stories. As you might imagine, there are a number of kind of old traditional hymns that are meaningful to me. And one of those that is most meaningful is titled It Is Well With My Soul. And that, I think the reason that it's so meaningful is because you find out pretty quickly in your life that it doesn't always go the way you thought your life would go. And there are things that happen in our lives and circumstances and things that are challenging and difficult. And so, you know, I think for a long time when those things happened, they were very upsetting and they produced anxiety in me. And you know, over time, I've been able to learn that regardless of what's happening in my life, I can be at peace in my soul. So this song kind of speaks to that. And the other reason that I like this song is because of kind of the background and where it came from. A gentleman by the name of Horatio Spafford wrote the song, and he wrote it after some, you know, kind of difficult things were happening in his life. And it came specifically from, he owned a business and he was moving his family back to Europe. And while his family had four daughters and a wife, and while they were going across the Atlantic Ocean, their ship sank. And all four of his daughters died in that shipwreck. And his wife, who survived, sent him a telegraph that said, "Saved alone." And then afterwards, he had to go across the ocean in a boat to meet his wife. And as he was passing that spot where his daughters drowned, he was inspired to write the song, which was just kind of incredible to me that you would be in that much grief and pain and be able to write a song that says, "It's still okay with me, it's well with my soul." And the first verse of the song, if I can tell you it, it says, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." So, you know, I hope that no matter what happens in my life, even if I'm on a desert island, I'll be able to say it is well with my soul and, you know, provide, you know, some peace and love, as I already said, to those people around me. So that's probably the most meaningful song I could choose.
Jenny Heshen, interviewed by Maddie Alexander.